Essay 68, Address at University of Pennsylvania, Franklin Roosevelt. Benjamin Franklin, to whom this university owes so much, realized too that while basic principles of natural science, of morality, and of the science of society were eternal and immutable, the application of these principles necessarily changes with the patterns of living conditions from generation to generation. I am certain that he would insist, were he here with us today, that it is the whole duty of the philosopher and the educator to apply the eternal ideals of truth and goodness and justice in terms of the present and not in terms of the past. Growth and change are the law of all life. Yesterday's answers are inadequate for today's problems, just as the solutions of today will not fill the needs of tomorrow. Eternal truths will be neither true nor eternal unless they have fresh meaning for every new social situation. It is the function of education, the function of all of the great institutions of learning in the United States, to provide continually for our national life, to transmit to youth the best of our culture that has been tested in the fire of history. It is equally the obligation of education to train the minds and the talents of our youth to improve through creative citizenship our American institutions in accord with the requirements of the future. We cannot always build the future of our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. It is in great universities like this that the ideas which can assure our national safety and make tomorrow's history are being forged and shaped. Civilization owes most to the men and women, known and unknown, whose free, inquiring minds and restless intellects could not be subdued by the power of tyranny. This is no time for any man to withdraw into some ivory tower and proclaim the right to hold himself aloof from the problems and the agonies of his society. The times call for bold belief that the world can be changed by man's endeavor, and that this endeavor can lead to something new and better. No man can sever the bonds that unite him to his society simply by averting his eyes. He must ever be receptive and sensitive to the new, and have sufficient courage and skill to face novel facts and to deal with them. If democracy is to survive, it is the task of men of thought as well as men of action to put aside pride and prejudice, and with courage and single-minded devotion, and above all with humility, to find the truth and teach the truth that shall keep men free. We may find in that sense of purpose the personal peace, not of repose, but of effort, the keen satisfaction of doing, the deep feeling of achievement for something far beyond ourselves, the knowledge that we build more gloriously than we know.